Brother Ryan's a great, great preacher, great preacher. I had one fellow that told me, said, after all them things he said about you, said, you just need to teach him how to talk. Talk that southern language. No, I said, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into that. Brother Ryan's a great, great, great preacher. He really is. He really is. And he's been a help to me. He has been a help to me. I'm looking forward to working with Brother Brock. He's a great man. I've heard him preach, and he preached at the minister's meeting this year. Done outstanding and great man. If you've never heard him, you'll be blessed. He'll help you. He really will. He really will. I want you to look with me tonight. I desire your prayers. Would you look with me to the book of Judges. Judges chapter 16. Very, very familiar scriptures. Familiar story to you Bible readers. Probably heard it many times about Samson, Delilah. This is where I want to preach from tonight. And I want to preach the burden of my heart. I really do. I really do. I tell you, we're in trouble, and our only help is the Lord, isn't it? Our only help is the Lord. Chapter 16 of Judges, verse 4, and it came to pass afterward, just talking about Samson, that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he broke the wits as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, said, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. So now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars in wait, abiding in the chamber. And he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with a pin and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep and went away with a pin of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, and I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. He said, if I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she said unto him, sleep upon my knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with feathers of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. You may be seated. I do desire your prayers tonight. I really do. Sure want the Lord to help us. I want you to look back with me at this. Verse 9 said, now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee. The Philistines be upon thee. Verse 12, Delilah took new ropes and bound him therewith and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were lies in wait, abiding in the chamber. Verse 14, and she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. Then he goes on to verse 20, where did his head had been shaven. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Spirit of the Lord was departed from him. I desire your prayers tonight. If the Lord would help me and stand by me here tonight, I want to preach on the thought the Philistines are upon you. The Philistines are upon you. It disturbs me somewhat, Brother Ryan, in the day, the time that we're living in, to see such lives that has such great potential and then lose out with God. It is something that it doesn't really happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. You see, the enemy of our soul, he knows how to work. He begins to work little by little to eventually he can take us out. But when we begin to play around with sin and we begin to question the things of God, whether they're right or whether they're wrong, we'd better be careful. When I was coming up, Brother Terry, they used to tell me, if you have any question about it, you're better off to just leave it alone. Come on, y'all gonna help me preach? Come on, I'm not questioning why God dealt with me about this and on the first night. I mean, if I'd had my way, I'd a whole lot rather to preach something else. But this is what I feel on my heart right here tonight. I don't know where everybody is at in this building, even though I can see you. I don't know where you might be spiritually. But there's one thing for sure, even though I might not be able to tell, and sometimes the pastor might not be able to tell, and the deacons might not be able to tell. We've got a God that's got an all-seeing eye that knows everything. He looks beyond the appearance of man to the attitude of our hearts. Come on, can you help me here for a little while? And here it was with Samson. You know, I could take the time here tonight, but I'm not going to do that. And we know, and all of you Bible readers know, that how did the Spirit of the Lord come upon Samson, and how that he was used of God, and where he took the jawbone of an ass, and he took and the foxes, and all the different stories, how did God use Samson, and he was used mightily of God. But then to see Samson in this condition right here, how saddened that is, when things could have been altogether different for Samson. Come on. You see, here it was, Samson. I mean, he made his choices. He made his choices. And you might make your choices right here tonight, but you cannot choose the consequences of your choices. Come on, can you say amen? I mean, we need to make right choices right here tonight. Could this camp meeting be for someone this year a turning point in their life? You could have been just playing around with God, and you know you're not as committed. You know you're not as dedicated as you really ought to be with God. Could it be some young boy, some young girl here, maybe some home, some parent right here, that we know that we're really not as committed unto God as we really need to be committed? We see little things begin to slip and begin to come into our lives. Come on, I want you to hear me preach right here for just a little while. And we know that those things ought not to be. And the reason for that, my friend, the devil delights into seeing those things, because the Philistines will be right there upon us. Come on, can you say amen? Even though the first time that we might do something, and you know, and God still might bless us and help us. I've even seen people, and I don't consider myself a very spiritual man at all. I don't consider myself to have very much discernment at all. But I've seen sometimes, Brother Brock, where that I've known that the Holy Ghost was a dealing and was a working with a particular individual. They might even shout it, and God might even run them up and down the aisles, and God was trying to help them, and God was trying to bless them and encourage them. But God might have not been approving whatever thing that was going on in their heart and in their lives. Come on, can y'all say amen? I tell you what, I'm a feeling better what I'm a preaching right here tonight. I really am. I tell you, if there's ever been a day, I believe that we're in the last of the last days, and I believe that the Lord is soon to come. And I tell you, if there's ever been a time that we need to have our hearts right in knowing that everything is right with God, it's in the hour that we're living in right now. Come on, can you say amen? I believe you got a great man of God that preaches it right and tells you right and tries to instruct you. But when we rebel against that, my friend, it lets me to know that the Philistines are upon us. Come on, can you say amen? I believe that God is still a reaching out, and that God is still a pulling for the church in these last days. I know that the scripture tells us, when when Jesus was looking at Peter, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But here it was, I thought it was about with Samson. There it was, I can see Samson, his father, looking at the boy of their dreams to become the man of the spear that they never dreamed that he would ever be. I want to tell you, they had high hopes for him. They had high dreams for him. But yet to bring such disappointment, to bring such discouragement, and to bring such distress. Come on, can you say amen? I wonder how many times a preacher has mounted a pulpit right here and had a burden for someone right here, and he reached whatever thing that was with him. I want to tell you, he had such a dream for you. He had such high hopes for you. How many parents right here tonight that is under the sound of my voice, you can look around right here tonight. Your child might not even be in the house of God, but yet you had high hopes for him. You had great dreams for him, and you had great plans for him. But then somewhere in life, something began to happen. Something began to transpire, and something began to take place. Come on. I want to tell you, church, if there's ever been a time, listen to me, young boys and young girls, that we need to put up our guards, it's in the day, in the hour that we're living in. Come on, can you say amen? I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here. This might be the first night of camp meeting, but I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is wanting to do something right here on the very first night of this meeting. Come on. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see the Holy Ghost reach out there and to begin to pull on the cords of somebody's heart right here tonight that is under the sound of my voice, and to pull us in around this altar. Yes, I'd love to see us shouting. I'd love to see us rejoicing. But I tell you what I'd rather see more than anything, and that is somebody to pray through and get a hope to God in an old time way. I tell you what I've been praying for right here at Savannah, Georgia, is for God to give us an old time Holy Ghost revival in a camp meeting, my friend, where we can see people burn their faces in an altar of prayer and getting closer to God.
Oh, help me preach. Help me preach.
I thought about Samson. We could dwell on Samson's ups and downs. We could. Here it was, Samson was separated by a Nazarite vow. Yet, he sought out an evil companion. Come on, help me preach. Listen to me, young boy, if you're looking, a young girl, I sure want to preach. If you're looking at somebody that is not of the faith, you know what I do? I turn my head. I would not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Come on, help me while I preach. Help me while I preach. I want to tell you what, he was spiritual at times, but yet then again, he was filled with natural lust. Sometimes, church, we would be surprised. It's what's going on in the hearts of individuals. Come on, I want to preach right here tonight. I really do. I want to preach. I want to see the Holy Ghost to move and the Holy Ghost to work. You know what? If we could open the hearts of everyone right here tonight that is under the sound of my voice, there is no telling what we might see right here tonight. But did you know heaven is already seeing it? Even though you might have it hid from my eyes, even though you might have it hid from others' eyes. Come on. I want to tell you, don't have it hid from God. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. And here it was with Samson. It was such a life of promise. Come on. I see young people. I see families. Come on, this made shipwreck of their lives. It was such a life of promise that had great talent in their lives, and God was using them mightily. But now, tonight, my friend, they have made shipwreck of it. Come on, what was it? I'll tell you, somewhere the Philistines got upon them and they wasn't aware of what was going on. Come on. I pray right here tonight that God would open the eyes of somebody right here tonight and let us to really see what is going on in our hearts and in our lives. Come on, church, pray. Pray for me right here. I might be a little bit tired in my body, but I'm feeling something churning up and a I'm moving right here tonight in this house. I really am. I'm a feeling God's at work and God's a wanting to move and God is a wanting to help somebody. Church, we don't really realize sometimes. Sometimes we just get caught up in our way, in our way of going, and we feel like everything is all right. When all of the time, Brother Steve Gentry, the devil is a working and we don't even really see what the devil is a doing. Come on, can you say amen? I appreciate the choir and these young people that got up here tonight and to sing and to hear them to sing the songs of Zion. I appreciate Brother Mark working with them and all of the others are working with them. But did you know what? The devil would love to get right in among them. Come on, help me right here for a while. This church right here is not exempt, just like any other church is not exempt. Come on, how big of a choir would it have been tonight if the Philistines hadn't come in? If the Philistines hadn't come about? How big of a choir? Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. But did you know what I'm also a feeling? The devil hasn't given up yet, my friend. The devil, that we've got an adversary. The Bible says it's a roaring lion that goeth about seeking whom he may devour. I want to tell you what, that bothers me. But what bothers me more than that is knowing that he's able to transform himself into an angel of light, my friend. Come on, and sometimes we're not even aware that he's on our back. And oh, sweet Lamb of God, pray, church, pray. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord here tonight in this house. Such a life of promise that he had. Come on, but the Philistines be upon thee, Samson, and the lies in wait. They are waiting. They are waiting for you. But I want you to notice about Samson. Samson told one person. He told Delilah. And that was all. He told Delilah. And that was all he told. But listen to me, young boy, young girl. You tell one person, and you rest assured it'll snowball on you. It'll be more than you can handle after a while. Would one person, and then at the end of the story that I didn't read it, there was 3,000 Philistines that was on the wall of making sport of Samson. Come on, a life of promise. But then again, it was a life of possibilities. Come on, could there be somebody right here tonight that is under the sound of my voice? Come on, could there be a home right here tonight? Come on, don't tell me that it doesn't happen. It do happen. It does happen. Come on. I want to tell you, I was in a church not long ago, and there was a preacher that was telling me, said, Brother Lynn, there was a lovely family here. I want to tell you that God was a using, and God had used them for years. But the devil come right into that home. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. Got the husband interested in somebody else's wife. Come on, now they're together sometimes, and then again they'll separate. Come on. He said, I don't even know how many times this year that they have been together for a little while and then separate and got two pretty little old children. And then you know the ones that's suffering? I want to tell you, it's those little old children. Come on, can you say amen? I'm glad. In the meeting that we was there, I want to tell you what, that the lady come and prayed and sought the face of God. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you, could there be somebody right here tonight? Could there be some young boy, some young girl? Your mother, your daddy might not know what you are doing. They might not know what's going on. But I want to tell you what, God knows what's going on. But it seems, come on, help me right here. When we begin to do those little things, I want to tell you, our conscience begins to bother us. I want to serve you a little notice right here tonight. The longer you do it and the farther you go with it, I want to tell you what, it'll get where it won't bother you at all. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you, there was a scripture that come to me today, and I looked it up over there in the room where we was at, my friend. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places. He seeketh rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house, from whence I come out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and he taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than him himself. And they enter into him, dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than it was before. Hey, you think the devil is not after you? Come on. You keep on a playing around. You keep on a doing that you know that is not right, my friend. You keep on a playing with God. Come on, I want to tell you something. I appreciate the goodness of God right here tonight. I appreciate this church right here tonight. I appreciate holiness from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. But I feel like there's somebody around here tonight, my friend, that the Holy Ghost is dealing with, that you are playing with the most important thing of all, and that is your soul and where your soul will spend eternity. You say, oh, mothers are praying for me. Daddies are praying for me. The pastors are praying for me. But I want to tell you something, my friend. When you are playing with the Philistines, my friend, I want to tell you what they are playing. The keep, oh, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. I wanted to help somebody in this congregation.
Help me preach. You see, there's something about sin. Sin doesn't offer you anything that is lasting or profitable. And the Bible teaches us and tells us that the pleasures of sin is only for a season. Help me, help me, help me. And sin will never paint a true, it'll never paint a true picture. Come on, y'all help me right here. And there is something about sin. Sin, it alters judgment. We don't want to hear much about judgment now anymore. But there's another thing about sin. Sin will put you to sleep. It'll put you into a comfortable position. And sin will also confuse you. It darkens people's minds. And not only that, my friend, it deadens people's feelings. It gets them to the place where they'll think right is wrong and wrong is right. It'll get you so confused. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, I'm trying to help somebody right here tonight. I really am. It'll get you to the place where you don't care what others think about you. It doesn't matter what the pastor says. It doesn't matter what the pastor's wife said. It doesn't matter what the evangelists say. I'm still going to do it. Come on, it doesn't matter what others is going to say about it or what others is going to think about it. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you something. I'm not preaching a clothesline message tonight. I want to tell you something. If I was, and if anybody else was, I remember a time when they shouted on them. I remember a time when they amen them. I mean, when they stood up and they gave God praise and they gave God glory. But we don't want to hear that anymore. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something. I'd rather be called an old fogey. I'd rather be called an old fanatic, my friend. Come on, I'd rather be a living way too close than be a little bit too slack and not make it, my friend. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. I want to help somebody in this house. I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is a dealing with some young people right here tonight that is wanting to commit their ways and commit their hearts and dedicate their lives unto the Lord their God. Sweet Lamb of God, if the devil's been on your trail and if the devil's been on your back, I'll tell you where you can dump him at, my friend. It's be found under the blood of Jesus Christ and be in an altar prayer or crying out unto the Lord. I want to preach. I really do. I really do. I want to obey God. I want to obey the Lord right here tonight. Because I feel like the Lord is wanting to help. And the Lord is wanting to work right here tonight. I really do. I really do. Now, where's my Philistines at right here tonight? Where's my Philistines? Where are they at right here tonight? Where are they at? I want to tell you what, as I look over this young brother, as I was up there with Brother Crane, and we had a great meeting, and the Lord come by and blessed and helped us. And I got acquainted with this young man right here, Brother Brian Sutherland. He's no related to Brother Benny Sutherland. I believe you should even spell your last name different. I want to tell you, I heard his testimony of what God had done for him, how that God brought him out, how that God worked in their marriage, how that God worked in their home, and all that God delivered him from. Come on, no reflection. Don't nobody cut me off. And don't nobody fall out with me right here now. But he was in an organization that didn't believe things just like we believe things. I'm not going to call no names because some of you might frown on me. But I want to tell you what, he was man enough and he was spiritual enough to say, I'm not a going that way, and I wouldn't either. I want to tell you, when they lie some double married preachers, that's enough for me. Come on, help me right here. That's enough for me. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. But did you know what they started with? They started with putting on the wedding band. Come on, help me right here. And now we see the where that they're at today. And we find out where that they're at tonight. Come on, can y'all help me right here for a little while? I want to tell you something. Don't you think for 1 minute that a little leaven won't leaven the whole lot. I am grateful and thankful that this young man is there with Brother Crane. I feel like he's a great asset. But don't you think for 1 minute that the devil has given up on him. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you, he is a fighting the battle. Come on, he is a fighting the devil. Come on, and the Philistines, they be upon you, Brother Brian. I want to tell you something. They'd love to take you right out of the house of God. I want, after God has restored, after God has gave you, come on, a peace of mind and gave you the testimony that you have got tonight, that was delivered from drugs, come on, that was delivered from alcohol, that would have a testimony like that, and you think the devil's going to give up on him, come on, just because he's right here tonight among us, and his first time being in Savannah, Georgia. I want to tell you what, church, the Philistines is right in among us, and we don't even realize what is a going on and what is a taking place. We don't even realize what is a happening. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something another tonight, Brother Mark. I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight is a pulling on somebody's heart right here tonight on the sound of my voice. He's not giving up on you neither, mother. He's not giving up on your daughter either, sir. He's not giving up on your home. He would love to wreck and make havoc of your home. But I'm here to tell you what, I'm a feeling the Philistines right here tonight is a working the dealing with somebody here that is under the sound of my voice. Where's my lady Philistines at? I want to tell you what, Arlene, if you got somebody here that's going to help you tonight, I want to tell you, the devil, he doesn't care, my friend. I want to, Brother Flanders, as long as you've been on this journey and as faithful as you've been over the years, the devil ain't give up on you. And Brother Morgan, he hadn't give up on you. He would love to come right. Come here, Sister Morgan. Come here, Sister Morgan. Sister Morgan. Come here, Sister Morgan. As faithful as you've been over the years, the devil hadn't give up on you. As much as you pray, as good as your children might be, the Philistines haven't give up on you. If he could just get you a little bit cold, if he could just get you a little bit indifferent, come on, help me right here. Do you know what he would do? He would have to take your cold spirit, and he would like to drag you right out of the house of God. Come on, church, and we see it happening right before our eyes, and it doesn't even seem to bother us. It doesn't even seem to affect us. Come on, it seems as though we don't have no concern about it. Here it is now, Brother Leroy sitting up here all by himself. Come on. Come on, battling with some things that's in his mind. My wife was right here beside me. Now my wife is gone. What happened? I'll tell you what has happened. It wasn't a Samson, but it was the same Philistine that come right in among us and is a dragging them right out of our. Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I feel a Shekinah glory of God that's wanting to work in our midst. Listen to me, young boys and young girls. If there's ever been a day and a time, you'd better get your ears in tune with heaven and pray through to the Holy Ghost and find the will of God for your life. It is in the day and the hour that we're sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the anointing of God right here tonight in this house. Come on, Philistines. We ain't through. We ain't through. Do we think the devil is through? The devil is not through. He is not through. Come here, young man. You look like that you're so discouraged. You look like you're so distressed. Come on, I know who you are. I could call you by your name. I know your daddy. Your daddy is a pastor.
Your mother is a singer. Your granddaddy has been faithful over the years. But listen to me, young man. The Philistines be upon you. The Philistines are upon you. Church, I don't think we're getting it. I don't think we're getting it. I don't think it's racing right up here yet. What is transpiring right before our eyes. Isn't that amazing? We see it happening. We hear about it every day, Brother Ryan. Not every day, but we hear about it so often during the year. We hear about this until I get so sick. When I get a phone call and somebody starts off with a conversation, have you heard? And Brother Otis, I just about say, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. Come on, come on. Have you heard? Have you heard? Brother Jeff Butler's son was right there with us. He was right there among us. But the Philistines come in right among us, come on, and took him out. Brother Leroy Morgan's wife was right there with us. But the devil come right in among us and slipped her right out. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you, Brother Brian was with us, was just getting in and doing good. And God had brought him a long ways in a short time. But the Philistines came and they took him right out. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for just a little while. Come on, my Philistine women. Come on down here and help me for a little while. I want to tell you, and it gets us to the place. Who is he coming to next? Who is it going to be next? Come on. Who's going to be the next casualty? Who's going to be the next one? Come on, help me right here for just a little while. I want to tell you something, dear church. I don't think we're really seeing this thing yet, even though we're seeing it in operation. I want to tell you, it lets me to know where that we're at as a church. If there has ever been a time that the church needs to rise up and to faint and to fight, if there has ever been a, come on, I feel like David has said, is there not a cause? Come on, Brother Mark, the devil would like to get right in among the young people. He would like to get right in among the young married couples. He'd like to get right in among them and destroy and to devour. Come on. And to cause chaos. Come on. Can you say amen? Come on. But he's a working right among us. And sometimes we don't even realize what is happening before us. Come on. Oh, Lamb of God, preach. I want to tell you, I feel like I'm preaching right here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost right here tonight. But I want to tell you something, church. We're living a day and a time that third better be a fight in us. Come on, we better have something that we're going to rise up with. I want to tell you, if that would have been my boy that Brother Steven was leading out of here a while ago, if Brother, come on, Brother Jeff, if I'd have been you, you know what I'd have done? I'd have run over and grabbed him by the hand. I'd have said, you ain't going to go. I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to pull for you. Come on, help me right here. Brother Leroy Morgan, you gave me some names. It's been a couple of years ago. I still got them in my Bible up there. And every time I open that Bible, I see those boys' names and I pray for them. I said, God, I don't know what part of the country that they're in. I don't know what part of the world that they're in, but you know where that they're at. But did you know something, Sister Beth? The devil would love to come right in among you with that cute little daughter. I come on, if you hit me for a little while. I want to tell you something, church. Savannah, Georgia is not exempt. Come on, can you say amen? I know that you have your battles and you have your trials and you have your troubles like anybody else. But I want to tell you something. The devil would like to make a mark right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I feel the power of God right here. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here. Come on, church. If there's ever been a camp meeting that we need to fight and to pull and to join together, it isn't. Come on, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost here tonight in this house. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. I know how it is to pastor. I know some things my wife has went through. I know some battles and I know some storms. And I'm not going to relate. But it's easy to throw your hands up and to say, I've had enough. I've had enough. And the Philistines be upon you. As great of a preacher man as you got, and as great as a husband as you got, come on, with two young boys, and a pretty little daughter, the devil would love to lead you right out to church doors. Church, this is your pastor's wife. Deacon, this is your pastor's wife. Come on, church. This is your people. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You're saying, that wasn't even planned and programmed right there. That wasn't planned and programmed right there. Come on, church. Is there not a cause? You see the smile on her face? Come on, why are some of us are sitting in disappointment? Why is some of us are sitting in discouragement? Come on, help me here. Why is some of us are sitting right here tonight with worldly traits and worldly things and fads and fashions are eating on us when we know where the answer's going to be? When the pastor has preached to us, come on, help me right here. When he's told us to be faithful, did you know what? When you're unfaithful to the house of God, you know what's happening and going on? The Philistines is upon you. That's what's going on when you become cold and indifferent. When there's no longer a glory, when there's no longer a hallelujah, when there's no longer a praise from your heart, and the joy of the Lord is a seeping from your spirits, my friend. I want to tell you the Philistines is upon you. Come on, I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight in this house. Might be kind of strange for the very first night of this meeting, but it's what I felt on my heart. And you know what I'm a feeling right now? I want to tell you where you're going to get your help. You're going to get your help at an altar of prayer, a crying out to God. If there's ever been a day, church, that we need a refreshing and a refilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is in this day and age that we're in. If there's ever been a day and a time that we need an old time Holy Ghost revival, it is now. I feel the Lord here. I feel the Lord. Come on. I tell you something else I'm a feeling. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is a tugging at some of your hearts right now, that you want to come around this altar and you want to seek the face of God. You're looking at one preacher right here tonight. I wouldn't embarrass you and intimidate you for nothing. Come on, can you say amen? But I want to tell you something, church. It's going to take more than Bible quizzes to make it in this day and hour that we're living in. If you fall out with somebody preaching against sin and on sin, I want to tell you something. It lets me to know that the Philistines be upon you. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord right here tonight. And I'm a feeling that there is somebody that your heart is racing with you right now, that you're wanting to move from where you're at. It's not because of this preacher, but it's because of the convicting spirit of God. Come on, it's a dealing with your heart that is a draw on you to come closer to him. And his promise in his word is this: if we'll draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Come on, you know what? If I was here tonight and if I needed the Holy Ghost, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be up here around this altar seeking the Holy Ghost. If there were some things in my heart and in my life, come on, we don't hear much about it anymore. I'm not here to cause any confusion. It doesn't matter with me whether you're progressive. It doesn't matter with me whether you're sucker definite work. But I want to tell you, we've got to get back to old time sanctification. We've got to get back to old time separation. Come on, can you say amen? There's some things you've got to sanctify yourself of. But you know what? I'm a feeling a pull right here tonight. I'm a feeling a tug right here tonight. There are some things in some of your life, in some of your heart, that you know God is not pleased with. This might be my last night, Brother Ryan. I want to preach to you my heart right here. I want to tell you, I'm a feeling the drawing and the wooing of the Holy Ghost right here tonight in this house. We're not waiting on God. There was a time, church. There was a time. This altar would have done been full. They would have been seekers up here in this altar. But it lets me to know, Brother Crane, the day and the hour that we're living in.
Come on, can y'all help me right here a little bit longer? I'm not going to hold you. What time is it back there? I can't even see it. It's got a glare on it. I'm not worried about it right now. I'm a feeling the Lord right here. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is a pulling. Brother Glisten, for somebody right here tonight in this house. I can tell now that I preach way too long. I know that. And some of y'all done tuned me off. But I want to tell you something. God ain't tuned you off. Come on, God is still a working. And God is still a drawing. You know what is a working on right here tonight? Could there be some home right here tonight that the Philistines is got into that home that God would love to restore the love back? Come on, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house, my friend. I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost pulling on somebody's heart. Somebody get a song right here tonight. Yes. Yes. Is there not a cause among us? The battle is a raging. The fight is on. Brother, as good of a daddy as you had, as great of a man as he was, the devil. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord here. The devil would love to come right in. He'd like to get you discouraged. He'd like to get you disappointed. He'd like for you to say, there's no hope. There's no way. I feel the Lord. But I feel like telling somebody right here tonight, Brother Gentry, that God said, my grace is sufficient. My grace. My grace. Somebody right here tonight, you're wanting to step out. You're wanting to obey God. You're wanting to step out. You're wanting to come. But I know, I think I know. I think I can feel what's penetrating into your mind. You're thinking, what's people going to think? What's people going to say? How are people going to feel? That shouldn't even be the question. The question is this. When the Philistines take you out the door, what are they going to say? What are they going to think then? If they're going to say anything about me, I'd love for them to say something about me coming around the altar and seeking the face of God than being outside those doors and the devil making havoc. I'm wanting to open these altars. I really am. I really am. And they are open. They are open. But for some reason or another, I'm still feeling a tug and a pull on my heart right here. I really am. I really am. And I still feel that there's somebody right here that you're wanting to obey God. You want to come now. But I know what you're waiting on. You're just waiting on a general altar call. Won't you step on out? Why don't you step on out? Why don't you step on out? Who is it? Why don't you step on out and come? Come on tonight. Come on tonight. Come on tonight. You feel that coldness. You feel that coldness in your soul. You feel that coldness in your spirit. You feel something that's eating at you. That's a drawing on you. Step on out and come tonight. Step on out. I appreciate these coming. Make room for them, brothers. Make room for them. Make room for me here around this altar. Come on tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on. While they sing, sing, Brother Mark. Y'all going to sing. Going to sing. This altar is open.
Change me, Lord.
This altar is open.
Change me.
Really?